This is the brief on a new combination therapy for advanced prostate cancer. A phase 3 trial tests if adding targeted drug talazoparib to standard hormone therapy enzalutamide slows metastatic prostate cancer in patients with a specific weakness, altered DNA repair genes. Think of these cancer cells like a crumbling building with a broken internal repair system. This new combination is like kicking out their last structural support. First, this combination is highly effective at halting the disease's physical spread. At 3 years, 77% of patients on the combo therapy had zero progression on scans, compared to just 56% on standard therapy alone. Stopping the cancer from growing on a scan is great, but does this actually translate to these patients living longer overall? Second, overall survival is pointing in the right direction, but isn't a guaranteed slam dunk yet. At 3 years, 78% of the combo group was alive versus 72% in the control, but statistically, this is still an early interim finding. So we have delayed progression and promising survival rates, but there's no such thing as a free lunch in oncology. What is the physical cost to the patient? Finally, there's a steep increase in side effects. Serious adverse events jumped from 32% in the control to 42% in the combo. Severe anemia is the biggest hurdle, affecting 51% of patients on the new drug, alongside fatigue and low white blood cell counts. Ultimately, while adding this new drug effectively hits the brakes on cancer growth for these specific patients, they and their doctors will have to heavily weigh that extra time against a much tougher daily side effect profile.